This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where today may mark a turning point in the campaign, not because of the Bob Woodward controversy, and there's a great deal of that, but because I think, given the president's speech last night, his conversations today, his preparations or non-preparations for the debate, we are very, very likely to be getting a better glimpse of what the president is planning for a second term. There's a basic fact about President Trump, which is that people who like President Trump really, really like him. And it's over 40% of the American voting public. People who dislike President Trump really, really dislike him. Now, that may be close to 50% of the American voting public. And the polling, given everything that has happened up and down and backwards and forward, has been remarkably stable. So what is lacking? This is something that Bill Galston makes a point of in the Wall Street Journal today, and we will get to that. But part of the lack has been a focus, other than the sense of grievance and complaint and an indignation, the focus of what the President Trump second term campaign really is about. You don't even really hear that frequently the slogan that President Trump had announced some months ago, which was "Keep America Great," because that's an inappropriate slogan when two-thirds of the American public, according to an average of all the polls, think we're headed in the wrong direction. You don't want to keep going in that direction. You need a change and a return to maybe part of the Trump first term that Americans may remember somewhat more fondly. There's a new ad from the Republican Senate Leadership Committee. This is clip number 7. That begins with showing some of the scenes of the riots and the chaos and the negativity, and then offers an alternative vision. And this, I think, is one of the best ads so far that I've seen for President Trump and the Republicans. It includes images, first, of the rioters burning American flags, setting fires, attacking people, as they do, and more, and then it transitions into scenes of traditional American patriotism showing humming factories and Mount Rushmore and the President of the United States. The background, audio background, sounds like this.
America, the freest nation this world has ever known, built on an idea with blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice. Still imperfect, it's our imperfection that makes us strive, makes us better. But after 244 years growing, some on the left want to cancel this great experiment, dismantle the American dream.
And this election will decide whether we will defend the American way of life or whether we will allow a radical movement to completely dismantle and destroy it.
Okay, this is the Trump pitch. And that pitch was amplified last night in his rally in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where the president not only outlined his goals for a second term, but he talked a little bit in clip 10 about the Democrats not being strong enough, and certainly they were very silent about it at their convention, in denouncing the riots and the violence and the anti-Americanism. Here's President Trump.
Joe Biden and his party spent the entire summer cheering on the rioters, rampaging through Democrat-run cities, falsely labeling them as peaceful protesters. And you know, we call you peaceful protesters. You know why? Because they have rules in these Democrat-run states that if you're campaigning, you can't have more than five people. They did that for me. If you're going to church, you can't go to church anymore. You can't go to church. You can't go to church. You can't do anything. You have to stay in your house. But if you're willing to riot running down Main Street, if you're willing to riot and stand on top of each other's face and do whatever the hell you want to do, you're allowed to do that because you're considered a peaceful protester. So we decided to call all our rallies peaceful protests. Okay. Instead of standing up to the far-left rioters, Biden condemns law enforcement and condemns America. Didn't even mention the words that we love and respect law and order.
President Trump speaking at his rally last night. He also, yesterday, retweeted imagery of a bunch of demonstrators, so-called, in Pittsburgh. And it showed the group of Black Lives Matter protesters. This is according to Newsweek. It is not a conservative source. Showed the protesters harassing a black store manager inside a McDonald's in Pittsburgh. According to several local media reports, the same group of protesters was filmed disturbing other diners in the downtown area over the weekend, causing police to investigate and invite members of the public whom the protesters engaged with to file police reports. One of those members of the public, there's a couple, it's an elderly couple. They're sitting at a table outside, and they have some food in front of them. And the protesters came over and not only insulted them, you can't really hear what they're saying, but they grabbed a beer and just drank it. Yeah, it's a way you influence people, right? In the video, a group of protesters can be heard shouting and chanting while standing and occasionally leaning over the ordering counter inside the McDonald's. When the store manager, again, who is African-American, who's black, tries to get the group to leave, one man, who is seen using a bullhorn, begins confronting him. "Don't touch me," the manager can be heard repeating as the protester with a bullhorn appears to try to start a fight. The protesters continue to yell and approach the manager for more than 2 minutes until he slides over the counter and goes back into the employee section of the restaurant. The video ends as soon as he retreats. Additional videos shared on social media show the same group of Pittsburgh protesters, crucial swing state, marching through the streets in downtown Pittsburgh with an "Abolish the Police" banner. In one video, a female protester approaches an elderly couple dining outside and drinks a glass of beer from their table. And President Trump, when he retweeted the video, he wrote, "BLM protesters horribly harass elderly Pittsburgh diners, scaring them with loud taunts while taking their food right off their plate." The president went on to declare that the individuals within the group were anarchists, not protesters, and he said they were all Biden voters. I'm not sure these folks are organized enough to even be registered voters. But certainly they aren't Trump supporters. President Trump laid out his agenda for a second term. This was in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. At the very end of his speech, he gave that outline of a number of things that he wanted to do and do differently. I think it went along with that today when he announced some of his potential choices for the Supreme Court, if he is given a second term. I think this is smart. And look, given the fact that basically the election has been frozen in place, could some kind of public excitement about second term possibilities change some minds of those undecided voters? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the Michael Medved show, there was no official platform adopted by the Republican Party. The platform actually consisted of a single sentence, which is continued support for President Trump and his Make America Great Again strategy, agenda. And President Trump has been under some pressure, including from some of his campaign aides and supporters, to be a little bit more specific about that agenda, what it is that he hopes to achieve in his second term. He's very, very frequently talks about his achievements and enumerates them from his first term. But what about the next 4 years? Because people are chanting four more years, four more years, four more years, when the question is four more years of what? When two-thirds of the country thinks we are headed in the wrong direction. He addressed that at the end of his speech last night with more specificity than he has in the past. For instance, he made one very strong point about school choice. Listen.
In a second term, I'll provide school choice to every parent in America. And we'll also take good care of our teachers. Our teachers are very, very important to me. Very important. Nothing more important. I have to say that over the next 4 years, we will make America into the manufacturing superpower of the world, and we will end our reliance on China once and for all. We'll make our medical supplies right here in the United States. We will enact fair trade deals that create American jobs and grow American wages. We are going to bring our companies back home where they should be, and I've been doing a lot of it, but we are going to do it at a level that nobody ever thought possible. We will rapidly return to full employment, soaring wages, and record prosperity. We will hire more police, increase penalties for assaults on law enforcement, surge federal prosecutors into high crime communities, and ban all sanctuary cities.
Some of that is going to be tough because they're traditionally not federal decisions. I mean, these are statewide decisions. The question of school choice, he's going to provide school choice to every single American family. There are some states that have already made some pretty good progress with school choice. I'm not sure how you do that as a federal program and unless you're offering new federal money, which you may be. Banning sanctuary cities is also very popular, and the whole idea of sanctuary cities is foolish, it's misguided, it is absurd, yet it's going to be a complicated and tough fight. It is certainly a valid goal and one that I think will appeal to a lot of people across the country. But most of the people who are going to be excited about that, of course, are voting for Trump already. He also talks about appointing judges, which he went into more detail today. Here's the president.
We will appoint prosecutors, judges, and justices who believe in enforcing the law, not their own political agenda. We will ensure equal justice for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. We will defend the dignity of work and the sanctity of life. We will uphold religious liberty, free speech, and the right to keep and bear arms. We will strike down terrorists who threaten our citizens, and we will keep America out of endless, ridiculous foreign wars.
And finally, he talks about making a difference in terms of the price of medications. Listen.
We'll end surprise medical billing, require price transparency, which I've already signed into law, which, by the way, kicks in on January 1st. You better elect me, North Carolina. I did price transparency, and I've cut the price. Drugs are going to start going down at levels nobody's ever seen. Favored nations. Yeah.
And that's what he's talking about, is four more years. The real question is, will most Americans find appealing the idea of four more years just like the last four? Because basically that's what the president is promising and talking about. There are aspects of the last four that you can't blame President Trump for, but that are just appalling. And one of them is the the rise of critical race theory. And I think President Trump is right in striking out against critical race theory, at least as it involves the federal government. There's a tape that surfaced illustrating it. It's from 2017. It's not recent, but it's just come out in public. And it features a critical race theory educator, sensitivity trainer, who is doing a training in the Netroots conference in 2017. And it's fairly amazing. Her name is Ashley Shackelford. She is also known as Ashley the Hunter. She is described as a black, fat, cultural producer. I'm not saying she's fat. She's saying she is, proudly. She's a multidisciplinary artist, a non-binary shapeshifter, a hood feminist, and a data futurist. And in front of a sign that reads, "All white people are racist," she had this to say.
All white people are racist. So I put this up because I really want any white person in the room to know up front that this is what we're dealing with, that it's not going to be this coddling of white tears and what that looks like. We're not going to discuss, oh, maybe some of us have worked it out. No, you're always going to be racist, actually. So even when you're on your path to trying to figure out how to be a better human being, because I believe that white people are born into not being human, like that actually instead of people of color and black folks being dehumanized, that actually everyone is dehumanized off rip within white supremacy, that y'all are born into a life to not be human, and that's what y'all are taught to do, to be demons. So in this particular way, white people are all racist. So I just want y'all to know that.
Okay, the word she used was demons. Can you imagine if somebody, and she describes herself as a black, fat, cultural producer, multidisciplinary artist, non-binary shapeshifter, hood feminist, and data futurist based in Atlanta, Georgia, with roots in Richmond, Virginia. She is the creator and director of a Southern body liberation organization, Free Figure Revolution, which focuses on decolonizing anti-black body violence, with bylines in Wear Your Voice magazine, For Harriet, BuzzFeed, and Black Girl Dangerous. Ashley illustrates the relationship between blackness, fatness, desire, queerness, Afro-technology, and popular culture. If that's what President Trump is running against, well, we'll see. Coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump discusses a released audio of the president saying he wanted to play down the COVID-19 threat to America.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic, as you say.
President Trump also at the White House adding 20 names to his original list of potential nominees for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Every one of these individuals will ensure equal justice, equal treatment, and equal rights for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed.
Among those named by the president, Senators Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, and Josh Hawley. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is rolling out his new Made in America economic plan. During a trip to Michigan, Biden saying his administration will deliver on his promise to buy American. USA Radio News.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Talk about racist incidents. A Colorado school has suspended a 12-year-old boy for 5 days. And they actually sent the police to his home after a teacher saw him waving a Nerf gun. And you can look at the gun. It's green and black. It's obviously no one could possibly mistake it for an actual weapon. It says Zombie Hunter on it. It says Zombie Hunter right on the gun. Okay, and he waved the gun. It's neon green, and he moved it from one side of his computer screen to the other. Okay, so he's suspended for 5 days. This is a virtual class. He's doing it on computer. So what does suspended mean? You're not allowed to turn on your computer? I mean, the entire thing is so bizarre, and it seems to me such an overreaction. Wouldn't it be enough for the teacher to say, hey, let's not get distracted with toy weapons or something of that order? And would they have suspended the kid if he had been white rather than a black kid with dreadlocks? Who knows? There's another issue like that got my attention. There's a case in Portland. Yeah, and you think Portland, this is a horrible racial case. Well, it is. Here's what happened. Is there's a young man aged 32. He was killed on his birthday. He was killed by police. He suffered from mental illness. His name was Lane Christopher Martin. And he was seen threatening people and trying to break into cars and walking down the street and mumbling and shouting. And the police started following him, and they ran away, and he ran into an apartment complex, and he ran, and you can see the video. It's all very clear. In any event, the city of Portland has agreed to pay $950,000 to the family because he was shot six times, and a Multnomah County grand jury found no criminal wrongdoing by Officer Gary Doran, who fired the fatal shots, killing Lane Christopher Martin near a stairwell of the Ash Street Courtyard Apartments in Southeast Portland. Now, you may say, why haven't we heard about this? It sounds much worse. I mean, just much worse than the Jacob Blake case. Why? Well, first of all, the guy's dead. Secondly, the police weren't serving a warrant on him. There had been no complaint about him. And the police initially had fired less lethal sponge-tipped rounds at Martin. And all of a sudden, the police officer, his name was Doran, Officer Gary Doran, gets off. And the city pays some money. A black folding knife attached to keys was found under Martin's body after he was shot, according to police. Police first responded around 4:22 p.m. on the report of a man breaking into a car, and the fatal shots were fired just 18 minutes later after police tracked Martin's movements over a nine-block area. Okay, why haven't you heard about it? Why is this not provoked demonstrations in Portland, where they have demonstrations still going on about Jacob Blake and about Breonna Taylor and about, of course, George Floyd? Answer, the victim was white. Does that compute somehow that a case like this from July 30th of last year, gets almost no attention? And why not? Because it doesn't fit a narrative. And there is such a thing as a media narrative. Now look, I don't believe that we need demonstrations about a case like this, but it does bring up an important point, which is that you would believe, watching the media, that the only people who ever run into bad outcomes in confrontations with the police are black people. But again, look at this one and compare to Jacob Blake. Jacob Blake, thank God, is alive. I hope he makes a speedy recovery. I hope he's fine. Here's a guy who is dead and whose behavior was much less problematic. He did not struggle with officers. And his family was just awarded that $950,000. Meanwhile, we have an announcement over at the Academy Awards, and it seems to me, goes to part of what is very, very wrong about America's approach to all of the racial issues that we have, which is the idea that what we need now is systemic change, and that means we have to change the basis for the Academy Awards. This is a bizarre. Black-themed films have done spectacularly well. Moonlighting, Best Picture. Last year, it was the first ever foreign language film, Parasite, that was Best Picture. 12 Years a Slave, Best Picture. The Green Book, which was about the civil rights era and about the history of racism in this country. Best Picture. But now the LA Times writes, and the Oscar goes to inclusion. In the latest step in an ongoing effort to boost diversity both within its own ranks and across the film industry, on Tuesday, that's yesterday, the Film Academy announced new representation standards for films to be eligible to compete for Best Picture. Developed over the past few months by a special task force as part of the Motion Picture Academy's Academy Aperture 2025 initiative. The standards encompass both representation on screen in the types of stories being told and the actors involved, as well as behind the scenes and the makeup of the crew and the inclusivity of the companies involved. To be eligible to even be nominated for Best Picture, a film must meet at least two standards across four categories: on-screen representation, themes and narratives, creative leadership and project team, industry access and opportunities, and audience development. Within each category are a variety of criteria involving the inclusion of people in underrepresented groups, including women, people of color, LGBTQ plus people, and those with cognitive or physical disabilities. Okay, this is extraordinary. I mean, in other words, we are being told, and this, by the way, will be starting for the Oscars in 2024. Who knows if we'll even still have Oscars in 2024. I don't know how they're going to do it this year and what the state of the virus will be, and who knows. But the idea being that the question is no longer artistic excellence. The question is representation. Of course, lots and lots of voices in the industry applauding this step. And to read the standards is to go right down the rabbit hole. To achieve standard C, the film must meet both criteria below: paid apprenticeship and internship opportunities, and the film's distribution or financing company has paid apprenticeships or internship. Really? Yeah, really. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Get 50% off any download at the MedVed History Store by becoming an annual MedVed member. Join at michaelmedved.com.
Right now, the coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations: Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show, Bill Galston writes today in the Wall Street Journal, with 56 days left to go, the challenger is on course to defeat the incumbent for the fourth time in the past half century, but events could disrupt the trajectory. Despite an unexpected surge in COVID-19 cases, the protests that erupted after George Floyd's death and both parties' national conventions, the presidential contest remained remarkably stable throughout the summer. At the beginning of June, surveys gave Joe Biden an average of 49.2% of the popular vote, compared with 42.9% for President Trump. As of Labor Day, Mr. Biden's share had risen slightly to 50.6%, while Mr. Trump's remained virtually unchanged at 43%. Okay, this is the 7-point lead, actually 8-point lead, according to the most recent numbers, for Joe Biden. But he says the 2020 election is not over for three reasons. First, Mr. Biden must hold together a heterogeneous coalition from the center right to the progressive left, which could be disrupted by issues such as the appropriate response to disorder and violence and the party's stance toward fossil fuels. Forget about the fossil fuels. The disorder and violence are a real issue. And as long as it continues, one of the issues that one of the questions that Joe Biden has to get at the debate on September 29th, and it's an obvious question. I hope Chris Wallace will ask it. It's a debate in Cleveland. And probably the first question would be, Vice President Biden, you've expressed sympathy and some support for demonstrations around the country for after George Floyd's death. Now, many of those demonstrations, not all of them, but many of them have turned violent and involved property destruction and arson, and sometimes harm of human beings. So, Vice President Biden, do you want those demonstrations to continue if you become president? And if not, what would you do to try to scale them down, wind them down, allow some of the weary police and the weary storekeepers and people in cities that have been racked by demonstrations to recover? Good question. Yeah, it's one that is going to be very, very tough for Vice President Biden to answer without ticking off his left-wing base. And then second, says, up to now, the 2020 election has been a classic referendum on the incumbent. Voters are supporting the president more because they approve of his performance than out of intense dislike for Mr. Biden. Voters supporting Mr. Biden less because they're enthusiastic about him than because they ardently disapprove of Mr. Trump. Unlike 2004 and 2012, when incumbents succeeded in making their challengers the issue, the president has not yet shifted voters' attention to Mr. Biden's flaws. But if his negative advertising becomes more effective, he still might turn the tables. And again, President Trump, of course, has plenty of resources to do that in terms of the money behind his campaign. And then third reason that Galston says, look, Trump can still win this thing. Despite the Trump campaign's efforts to undermine confidence in Mr. Biden's mental and physical fitness to serve as president, the public remains unconvinced. And Mr. Biden's forceful, vigorous, and focused acceptance address dispelled some doubts. A strong performance in the first presidential debate, which could be watched by more than 70 million viewers, would put remaining worries to rest. A shaky performance would give them new life. And that's why, I don't really believe what is being reported today, which is that President Trump is not doing any debate performance. He knows everything depends on these debates, and primarily on the first debate. And it depends on people looking at these two guys and some of the people thinking, well, Joe Biden's not up to it. It's another question that he ought to get. It's a tough, hard-hitting, but perfectly fair question. Vice President Biden, would you consider appointing a 78-year-old to a key position in your cabinet? And what would you require of that potential cabinet member in terms of showing that he or she is up to the job? And Biden could come back and say, hey, I'm only 77. Yeah, but he's going to be 78 by the time he is sworn into office. His birthday occurs, I believe it's in late November, before he would take the oath of office. He turned 78. I'll tell you, there's something else about family and about time passing. It's a new series that is getting quite a bit of attention. It stars the Oscar winner, double Oscar winner, Hilary Swank. It is called Away. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Double Oscar winner Hilary Swank plays an American astronaut who commands a mission to Mars, but is concerned about the long separation from her husband, Josh Charles, and daughter in the new limited series, Away, now streaming on Netflix.
The only thing I've ever known for sure in my life is that I wanted to be on the first mission to Mars.
It's only 3 years.
You take us on a mission.
I'll be right back.
Well, of course she won't, because there are 10 episodes here, and the first two of them are absorbing, well-acted, and leave you wanting more. The fascinating dynamics involve a 5-person international crew. There are soap opera elements that raise the question, okay, what else can go wrong? But Away is an often fascinating diversion. Rated TV-14 for moments of intense danger and some intense physical human intimacy. 3 stars for the promising Away.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And, of course, the mission to Mars is something else that President Trump talks about in addition to the Space Force. I'm not sure that he would necessarily approve of this series. It's very much an international space crew, and the tensions between them, including a Russian cosmonaut and a Chinese astronaut and the American and the Brit and the Indian, it's all interesting. I'll tell you what else is interesting. Social justice heroes may not be succeeding greatly in real life, but in the world of fiction and video games, they are just soaring. There is going to be a brand new comic novel, what they call a graphic novel. It's a comic book, long comic book, called Wonder Women of History. And it's featuring some heroes among all the women in history to be with Wonder Women, including Rashida Tlaib. Yeah, who else? Well, we'll tell you about that tomorrow. We'll also tell you about the stunning comeback to the National Football League of Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, really. And there is a terrific piece that I want to get to concerning football by one of our Jason Riley, one of our most significant columnists, who talks a little bit from a black perspective, and from the perspective of a black father with three kids, why he would like to be able to enjoy football without all of the excessive politicization of that sport that the NFL is pursuing. Will that have any impact, or the NFL just goes forward? Yeah, and Colin Kaepernick is still having a role in the NFL, but it does not include a position on the field. And then speaking of the NFL, there is a Photoshop job that was done on a picture of Vice President Biden holding one of his sons when his sons were very, very young, where before they ran the photograph on CNN, they just did a long, loving tribute to Joe Biden on CNN, hosted by Gloria Borger. They actually took something out in that photo, something that involves the National Football League. What could it be? All will be revealed Thursday, tomorrow, plus, of course, the latest update on the consequences of the Bob Woodward revelations. A bombshell or a dud? History will tell, and we will tell, next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.